يود ألف كسليف تفشن بي هي أربع نصي خسن شوط.
I mention every year a word from the Mashiach that this week's parsha, Parshas Vayishlach, is the eighth parsha of the Torah since Bereishis. In Parshas Vayishlach is Gimatri Uvalatziyon Goyel Shavifesha V'Yankiv Num Hashem. The reason why, because eight is always connected to Mashiach, the Gemara says in Erechim Daf Yud Gimel, Lam Natzeach Al Hashminis, that when Mashiach will come and the Beis HaMikdash shall play in a kinner of Shmoyne Nin. Eight is always that which is L'mayel Midera Chateva. And the whole parsha, I'm not going to belabor you, full of vermozim and gimatrios of how the parsha is connected to Geula, the Nitzochen of Yankov Avinu, over the Samachnem, over the powers of Esav, Edoin, which you see, what's that Torah about? The Torah is Chazoy Nevadya, right? Who was Avadya? Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamites, he himself was a Ger Edoini, right? And actually, Ger Edoini is Gimachia Hartzion, and therefore the Torah ends with the words, V'olu Meshiyim Hartzion Lishpertas Esav. Just like he personally came from Edoim, Seirland, and he joined Hartzion, he joined the Staref to call Yisrael, and therefore the whole theme of the Parsha is the Nitzochen of Kol Yisrael over our enemies. Asher Alkin, we always read Parsh every year. We always read Parsh Vayishlach and Chodesh Kislev, because Chodesh Kislev is Gimatria, Mashiach ben David Molei. Everyone knows, they say every year, Mashiach stands for Mizgalish, Menesim, Mechanica, Goishno, Gimatria, Mashiach, it's 100 and 100 number of Moses. Because Chanukah is Bechal B'yontif of the Chazal say, V'yomel V'kim Hi Eir V'hi Eir. That refers to the Eir of Geula, the opposite of Yavon. Choshech Zay Yavon, Chazal say. As the Bnei Yisachar famously said, the Emor Pichus Koritzer, and the Taitis the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Kuflamet Beis, Koy Hanecha, Yilbeshu Tzedek, Tzedek, it said in Tekunet Zoyer, Yedua, Tzedek is Malchus, all of a sudden Kehanim become rulers, kings, V'chasidecha Yiranenu, therefore Chanukah is the time of Halal Hoides, and the capital ends, Shom Atzmiya Keren L'David, Arachti Ner L'Mashiach. That is the theme of Chanukah. Now I'll just skip out all beautiful materials, Mamish Merachti, it's unbelievable, I'm not going to skip it out for you guys. But just, there's two gematrias I got to tell you, just the Hakdoma to the English, very simple shir today, didn't have time to prepare. But very simple, but one, I say every year, Avort in Imre Chaim, the vision of the Rebbe, Mayuritik Avort. The opening, you should know this by heart, because it's my favorite gematria, so every parsha is one. The pasuk, the parsha starts off, Ayishlach Yankim, Malach Lefon, Aval Ezev, Ochiv, Arts, Seir, Stay, Edoim. I don't have Zavin Moshe here, he would immediately tell me what the gematria is, Zavin Rav Shlema. And this pasuk, Yishlach Yankim Malach Lefon, is gematria, says Nimre Chaim, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvayisa, B'tivan L'hadik Ner Shal Chanukah. B'diuk. And another gematria that I found in my old Ksav Yodin from Roshir 5 years ago is that Vayishlach Yankim Malachim Lefon of Esav Ochiv Arts Seir Stei Edoim with the 11 Koilim, 11 Tevis, is gematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Likeinu Hashem Echad Uv, as will be Lazulavi, Uv with the Vav, the Chibur, Uv, Varo Shem Kveid Malchusi Leilim Voed, Ima Oisius Bidyuk. So I see, just by these two Ramazim, that this week's parsha is connected to two things immediately. One is the idea of Kriya Shema, Shema and Baruch Shem, Yichudilo, Yichuditato, and the Indian of Chanukah. And to understand what I'm talking about, let me just say a simple shir today, a very simple word. It says in Pasuk, Vayishlach Yankiv Malochim. What kind of Malochim? Says Rashi, Malochim Mamish. Where are these Malochim? Mamish says the Holy Tiferet Shlomo. Mamish stands for Mikabolos Malchus Shemayim. Chazal say that when a Yid does a mitzvah, you create a malach. Which malachim did Yaakov Avinu send to Esav to defend Klal Yisrael? Malachim that were created from Mikabolos Malchus Shemayim from the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And therefore that favorite says, V'hoya beis Yaakov Eishu beis Esav Lahava u beis Esav L'kash. Kash, you don't got to be a genius to work out. Is Rosh Hashanah, this Kriyat Shema. What is the message here? So on a very simple level, the present Satmar Rebbe is Logan Zayn, in Leif Aaron, says a Poshet Tavor. He says, his Zedek, the Yontav says, how could Yankiv Avinu send Malachim, right? There's a principle in the Gemara that you're not allowed to use a mitzvah for your own purpose. Why? Because Schar Mitzvah, as the Gemara said, the Kiddushin, by Amalek. If you can't have Schar Mitzvah in this world, so how could you use the Malachim created through the mitzvah for your own protection? And then the Pasuk says, Vayachatz, Yankiv Avinu divides the it's like strange. Yankiv Avinu like mavater, like he suddenly whatever. He's maskir the machne rishon. There's a famous word I've said like countless times here from the Rebbe of Heschel and all the svarim say this, that although there is schar mitzvah by al malek, why is that? Because the Gemara says in Bab Metzias or Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, Shemish Shin Lamites. If you normally there's a mitzvah in the Torah, you hire a worker. But if you hire a worker based on Gemara Bava Metzia, not directly but through agency, through a third party, so you're not mechuyev to pay him immediately. Heyoyis, the Gemara says Torah tzivalanu Moshe, the 611 mitzvahs were given through us through Moshe. Moshe enkein anuichiv leiyelcha, the Gemara says, right, is mipiak borishamainu. So for Emuna, Anoichi, which is by the way, Shema Yisrael, Bechumen, Kineged Anoichi, as all the Sforim say. Therefore, for that, the Schar Mitzvah, Bahayam. And therefore, Chazal tell us, and this is like based on the Gemara Kiddushin, when remember the guy who went up the ladder to Mekayim Shiloh Haken and Kibbutz of Aim, fell down and died. Right? Is a Charayas Schar Mitzvah? In fact, the Gemara, maybe he was Mahar Baveira. Says the Gemara, if you would say that the Schar Mitzvah by Almo, then the Mitzvah should have protected him, not only Begashvias, but even in the Chaya, if you say Schar Mitzvah by Almo, then there's Shmira, even spiritually, from Aveir. Okay, and that's Pshat, Satmar Rebbe says, when the Gemara says, Boch HaBakuk V'midah Malachas, to crystallize all 613 Mitzvahs on one principle, V'tzadik V'menosoi Yichim. What's it? Pshat is he took all 613 mitzvahs. And what is the Dover HaMaimin? What gives permanence and endurance to all 613 mitzvahs? Right? Emunah. Because by Emunah, there's Schar Mitzvah by Alma. And Schar Mitzvah, we just proved, helps you not only Begashmias, but Beruchnias. So what is Machzik Maimin, a Yid, to fight the Yitzhara, to fight the Kirchas HaTumah? Right? Dafka the mitzvah of Emunah. And therefore, what kind of malachim did Yankov Avinu send? Malachim mamnish mikabalas malchus shemayim et tferesh lemesim. And as the Galamukas adds, he says, koi omar abdecho Yankov. What is koi? You're not going to be a genius. 25. What does 25 got to do with Kriya Shema? Koi seymer ladein le'esav, koi omar abdecho, twice koi, because there's two times either Shema be'erev or be'boiger, or Shema and Baruch Shem, as will be Lazlovi, hello, where there are 25 letters in each of these psukim. I'm going to look at the footage in this expression. And therefore it says, Vayacha the Samachne Asher Itoi, and it says, what? It's the Amash Asher Itoi, and Yovei, Amachne Achas Viko. So he said, Yankiv Avinu divided not only his family, he divided the Malachim and Shemayim into two categories. There's the Malachim who are created through Kriya Shema, and for Kriya Shema, the Schar Mitzvah, and that could taka protect you. And there's the Malachim from all other mitzvahs, and with Schar Mitzvah by Amaleka, which doesn't help. Right? So in Yavei Ezel, Amachna Achas, once I have the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, these Malachim, right? Then the Hiko, I will successfully destroy Esav, and therefore the machne will be down here, will be leflated. That's one mahalach he has. Another mahalach he has, also a beautiful mahalach. If a person, there's a principle, the idea of Shema, as I didn't say last week, but it was in between the lines in last week, when I wrote the Hakdama to the Shia, I wrote up, it was like pages about it. The Yisoid of Kriya Shema is, it's the Zohar HaKadosh in at least three places that I know of. It's a Tshuvas HaRashbos. When a person says Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim Kriyat Shema, you're Mekabel Mesiris Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem. Kiyat Dua. The Vina Rav brings that he heard from the Odom Godel that Reb David Jungreis, who was Bezin, the Zachreidus, Yerushalayim, when he said Kriyat Shema, he actually made with his fingers Skilus Reif Eherik L'Chedek to be the Matai, like to feel practically Mesiris Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. His Zayda that Tzachayim brings the Parshas Pinchas. What is the reason that Tzachar Mitzvah by Alma Leko? Because the din is, the Gemara says, that Tzachirus Einim Mishtalemes Ela the Seif, the Gemara Bama Tzir Dapeh. You only have to pay up the worker when he finishes the job, right? Hey, you're still alive and you keep on going. So in this world, this Tzachar Mitzvah, and in the world to come, Hayim Lasoysa Mamachal Lekabal Schor. Vashe Enkin, the Zohar HaKadosh lays down an important rule. And we'll talk about it soon. There's a principle generally, and Hashem Tov brings it, Degel, for over. B'mokim shemachshavti shel odom shom hu nimtza. Where are you? You are where your machshav is. You see it all over. Asher Alkin, if a person is mekabel on himself by Kriyat Shema, b'siris nefesh al kiddush Hashem, the famous words of the Rabbi Meilach in Settel Cotton, that you have a fire and you're jumping in the fire, you're willing to be Moshe Nefesh, Akdushes Shema Yuzborech, by the Eibishter is considered as if it's done. The Machshava as if is Mamish Kemais. Oy Bazoi, every time you say Kriya Shema with the right Kabbalah, as if you died. If you died, it's very specific. Tchirus is Mishalem, it's specific. I'm there already, I'm dead. Oh! So therefore, for the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, i.e. Amunah, you can mekabel schar. The fees have at Rech Pashat, a simple kasha. We know that Chazal tell us, in the Tan Veli of Zutra, that Yankov and Esav divided the world. Esav took Eilam Hazeh, Yankov took Eilam Ha. Right? Fine. So what is this whole business with these top kuf pei behemoths that the machne, the mincha, the Yankim Avinu sends to Esav like a tribute, the Yechrit's Geld, Ishan. Gashmius belongs to Esav. Hello? So how are you trying to be Neusachim by Esav, the fact that you're giving him a gift? If the gift of Chachilah belongs to Esav, and Laz is Esav, Al Korchu, therefore he sent, what kind of Malachim? Malachim from Kriyat Shema. And Kriyat Shema is in the Mesiris Nefesh. And Mesiris Nefesh is, the Machshava is Kemaisa. And therefore you can Mekabel Schar, even in Lamaza. And therefore Taka belongs legitimately to Yankov Avinu. It belongs to Yankov Avinu, therefore I'm giving you a tribute in Shvayt. And therefore the Pasuk, the Chesam Sofer says, where did he send them? Artsa Seir, stay Edom. You're not going to be a genius to work out. The Rosh Tevis is two times Eish. Eish, who Asher Dibarnu. When a person mekabel kriyashma, it's like you're jumping into a furnace, into a kazdim, right? And therefore, for that, there's schar in this world. Nochavor, the Tamar Rebbe says, you remember, everyone knows the Gemara in Bruch. It's that Pesha Sheiti was Rabbi Akiva, right? He was Mayrech Be'ech. Amr Leitamidav Rabbeinu Ad Kan. So he said, "Kol Yomai, I was Mistyr on the Pasuk, I have Hafta B'chol Nafshecha, I feel Neutral as Nafshecha, and now it's Akshav Shabal Yodi, B'lo Yakeimena, and that's the way he perished, as the Gemara explains. What was the Kavana of the Talmidim in saying Rabbeinu Akan? Did they not know the Pasuk? Did they not know the Chiyav of the Sirah? What did they get? So the Ramaz on Zoya brings his brought in the Gishmelech. The Arizal writes in Pris Chayim, when Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, remember the story, hello? Yeah? How did he kill him? Shame. With the shame. Which shame? Takya. He says it 100 times. Hello? 100 remotes, I'm not going to be married. And therefore, when they heard it, they said to him, to Ivrim, when he needs him, they said, Lama, Himalayosha, Lama Sakaria, Moshe says, you're trying to bump me off also, like you killed Dimitri yesterday. Right? Because Taka is that shame, which I'm not going to explain it now, trust me, which bumps off and it's 100. Kol Hanashama Talal, end of Tillim, Zrosh Tevis Taka, etc., etc., etc. Right? Vahafto es Havaya Eloikecho. What's the Sefer Tevis? Es Havaya Liger is also Taka. Yes? And Taka has the power to bump off Shever Oivim Machnir Zayden. Right? That's what the Talmidim asked. Rabbeinu Adkan, why are you Mayrich in Echad? Next Pasuk, perhaps the Vajemli Kecha. And there you'll be, the Sefer Tevis will be Taka. And with that Kavanah, with that Shein, you could kill all these Romans. And on this, Rabbi Akiva said that Kol Yomei Mitznayer B'chol Nafshecha. I dafka want his mishtoikik to die on the Sirus Nefesh. Hello. Now the Chasam Sofer has a Parsha Shmoy says the word Taka really only helps to bump off a goy, not a Jew. I rule. Hello. I wouldn't have a clue. The Chasam Sofer said, "Hello." Which, yeah. Now I want to ask you a simple kasha. Was Esav Jewish or not? Okay, we could talk about this for till the cows come home to roost, right? And there's Steris, the Gemara Kiddushin, which says he had din of Yisrael, Yisrael Mumer. Elsewhere it says he had din of a goy. Elsewhere it says that she was Marit. He was a din of Yisrael Mumer, his kids were goy. We could talk about it. Hello? Yankov Avinu had this suffix. And therefore he says, Hatzileini no. Because since I don't know whether he's a Yid or a Goy, Yisrael Mumer or a Goy, therefore, depending can I bump him off with Shem Taka, therefore you, Abish, that you know Kapashmai is Galya, and therefore, Hasileini no, Sai, no man of Shach, if Miyad Ochi, Miyad Esav. But I see here that the mitzvah of Shema of Ahavto has the power to be Shoever even to get rid of Esav. Another, just kvetches, right? There's two types of nisyonis that you could possibly go through. You can have the nisyonis of oini, where the Gemara says, anius is ma'avir ozem al daitei v'azaf koini, it's soul destroying, debilitating. Or you can have fakeret, the nisyon of ashiris, pentechel b'savotra, b'ram l'vavcha, b'shachachta, etc., etc. Yankiv Avinu, b'chir shebovis, had both nisyonis. He's running away in last week's parsha to Choran land. Eliphaz comes, and he takes every last penny. A gurnish has one little pachshem. Yeah? In the house of Lavan, Vayifre is a Ishma Oid Ma'oid, he's a gewaltige multimillionaire. Usher Muflik. Right? Therefore, how does he have this koyach to withstand? Because the Gemara says in Brachos, Kol HaKoyri Kriyashmal Mitosa, Yitkilu Oiches Cherev Shel Shnei Pius. What the Cherev Shel Pius? Side in the Seinus of Oishu, side in the Seinus of Oini, right? That is the Kuyach of Kriyashma to save a person, not only the Gashmias, but even Baruch. That's one. Okay. How is this connected to Hanukkah, by the way? Everybody knows, you know. There's a famous Kasha of the Bes Yosef. And the Mishnah says, one of the three answers is they divided the Shemen in eight parts. To which the Pichadish famously, it's like, you know, every school child with short trousers, how could you do it? The Gemara says, the Menachah is Tein Lokim Midos. What's a Tein Lokim Midos? You got to give the right amount. Maybe the Avish will make a miracle. We have a principle, Ein Som Chemal Anes. Ein Som Chemal Anes, the Gemara in Psochim, Dap Pedalin, Machloikat Abaya Verov. Abaya says you could rely on a miracle. Rava says you can't. Abaya, hello, and therefore, you with me?
Yeah.
Who are we in every machlokes except for Yalkigam? Machlokes Abaya v'Rav. Who do we paskin? Like Rav. So the din is Ein Somchem Allah. Yes. So how is the Pichodesh, the Kasha of the Pichodesh blight? Now everybody knows that the famous story that Degel brings numerous times that the Baal Shem Tiv once wanted to cross the Dnieper River, but there's no bridge, there's no ferry. What did he do? He put his gartel on the water and walked across, right? And he said, how did he do it? And they say, to bring the story, and say, that's what ki bimakli of that. What's the gimachi of bimakli? You're not going to be a genius? Yaakov! Hello? Yeah. However great the Baal Shem Tov was, I think Jankovino also was that on that madrega, that begin. Hello? Yeah? I'm not saying anything. No attack me for saying that, right? So if the Baal Shem Tov could cross the river with Emunah, B'makli, Yizichu Yaakov Avinu had that koyach. That is the koyach, as from the Nes Chizer, with the koyach of Emunah Tmima, Emunah Pshuta, you could split rivers, you could be Mechayim Nesim, you could turn silver into gold, etc., etc. For whom, we discussed this many times, for a person who has Emes Emunah Tmima, you could do anything. Right? So if I ask you, if you take 1/8 of Shem and you pour it in a menorah, it'll only the chura burn 1/8 of the time. But if you have a maimin, mamash put a munah, as the Ramban said, everyone, the Eibush al-Chachila, when he made teva meshubit ha'oisei ritzayin. So it's not really going against teva, thus gufa is a teva. Right? And therefore it says in Sfarim, emunah, that only means faith. Emunah is milosh and hamshoch. By he oimen, to nurture. When a person has emunah, with that you could, there's nothing you can't do. Therefore, who had the miracle of the oil? Al yidei kayanecha? Hakdoshim. Dafke, if you're a holy person and you're armed with emunah, there's nothing you can't do. I'll give you an example, just an example. Some Rebbe says, by Yosef HaTzadik, it says in Medrash, Ashi Agev Asher Shalom Hashem Niftochoi, V'leipono Rehovim, this refers to Yosef HaTzadik, right, a man of Emunah, Aber in the as a punishment that he asked the Sar HaMashkim, Kim Zohar, Chatani, therefore he was punished by 2 extra years in jail. L'chur, you're a person of Emunah, no? But you... Chura Yosef held you got it. When is Asher Tase? When you're a normal person. But if you have a gewaldig level of emunah, for Yosef Atzadik, they demanded l'mayil miderach teva. He didn't have to rely on it. I'll give you an example. I said this once. Barichus niflo. What you say in Chanukah Purim? You say alanisim, yeah. What happens if a person forgot to say Alanis and Benjamin's rule in the right place? What do you do? In the Rachman, you add Beloshen Harachman who Yasa Lonu Nisim and Aploys Kashem Shasizal Abisayna Beyond Mehmed Meh Bimei Matisyo. To which every Bechashur and Shabbos asked the obvious question. What do you mean? David should make miracles. The Gemara says, and Sabchaman Nes, the Gemara says, if they made miracles, Kamam Bechur, Hai Gabra, that he had to be saying, so one of the many, many answers to this question, it depends whom. An ordinary bloke, if you ask a guy in the street, could you be on this, you gotta like, right? Could you wait for the month to fall down? You gotta go to work. Normally, you gotta go to work. And for Ruiv Hamoin Am, you gotta do Mechol Asher Tas. For a tzaddik, right? And the fi erech, you're bitachin, that's how, you're a munah, that's how you have, you got my drift?
Yeah.
So therefore, Yankov Avinu was shlemus in a munah, when he said Kriyat Shema, he had nothing to worry about. Yeah. That's also Pshat, this Derech Agav. You remember when Yankov Avinu, after 22 bitter years, he finally meets up with Yosef. Yosef falls on his Tzavar Vayev. And what does Yankov Avinu do at this time? He reads Kriyat Shema. Hello, everybody asks, like the, you know, $64,000 question. You haven't seen your son in 22 years. Could you not have said Kriyashma before, after, punkt? Yes. What's going on here? Okay, there's one answer. There's Ein Sof answers. One is an answer. He's Moiser, is Abba. Natural Abba that a person has to his son is Merited Eivish. Aber, and there's a Merited Chachm Sofer in this week's parish. Yisoy Gadol in our days of Igzus and Mashiach. Yaakov Avinu is encountering Esav. He got to like prepare, he got to like counterbalance. This is the Avi Avoy Satum in the world. This is Samach Memale. How do you fight against Esav? So Chazal tell us, there's 3 Eitzes here. No? Prepare the Doran, the Tfila, Ulam Elcham. Why do you need 3 for? What's wrong with that? Sefer says it all depends on the Maimon HaMatzav. What's happening? What's the circumstance? There's 3 possibilities of 3 situations possible. One is if Esav is bevchinas ochi, a gishtel ochi. Esav is Ashikul Mensch, then his relationship to Yankov would be like Yisachar and Zvulun, like all the Mepharshim explain. And therefore, what do you got to do? How do you deal with Esav? Lidoran, send him a gift. Man, get on his good side. Be a politician, you know, like a diplomat. And Gemara, fine. What happens if Yidin are not Zeichet Madrigas? Right? They're the Leizochu. And therefore, what? Then Esav is not just his brother. Then Esav becomes Seir. Seir is Gimatria Samach Mem, 100, plus Lamed Yud Saf Nukve, is his feminine counterpart, which is 580, which is Gimatria Seir. What do you do if Esav is Mislubish in Seir, and it's not a good whatever? Then you daven. Daven the Eibishter, the greater Eibishter, right? He could take care of all our needs. Right? But there comes what the Chasidim calls a der shel shmat, where it's a horrible and on this generation it says sosam tfilos. The Eibish is not even listening. The gates are closed. The shari tfilah are ninalu. Hello? So not the doran will help and not the tfilah will help. The only eitz is mesiras nefesh. On that kind of generation, where even the Eibishter is like not fighting for us, Kayachal, then you know what we have? He's called Edoim. Edoim with a Mansapach Mem, right? Is Gimachi, Samach Mem, Aleph Lamid, plus Nukve. Work it out yourself. Yeah? That's Edoim. And Edoim stands for Ein Doiresh Ve'ein Mavakish. Says all this, right? It's a bitter finster matzav where even the Eibush is not mekabel tfilos. Right? Now, could you imagine the nisyonis that Yosef HaTzadik faced in Mitzrayim? A little boy, 17 years old, ein alein, and the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Lamed Hey, that Eishes Petit for every part of the day, the begadim she wore shachar, she didn't wear an arvis, the begadim she wore an arvis, she didn't wear an shachars, and Hashmeili, not listening to you, get lost, beat it, scram. Right? She says, Hareini Chavash Chavash says, I'll put you in jail. He says, Hashem Matera. He responds, Hashem Matera Sur. I will bend you down, like Hashem Zekif Kafufim. I'll cut out your eyes. Hashem Pegeach Ivrim, etc., etc. So he faced the most incredible like torture from Eishes Petifer. How was he able to be Matzik Maimon in such finster of Mitzrayim Erbas Oretz, right? The only way is Mesiras Nefesh. I said 105, all the tzaddikim of our generation, the only way to survive as a Yid, Hayin Tikkun Zeiten, not with Cheshbin, not with this, Poshet, Emuna, Pshuta, Mesiras Nefesh. When Yankiv Avinu meets up after 22 years with Yosef HaTzadik, that's Man Kriya Shema Al Pi Yerachayim, and he sees on Yosef HaTzadik that Ziv Yunkoy, his shining, he wasn't sin, and he saw Ki Aydenu Chai Beruchni, it's not only Begashmis, so he realized that he's a Tzadik, he wasn't Poygin, and that can only be done through Mesiras Nefesh. What did he do? He said Kriya Shema. He realized that Yosef was opening the tzinur and paving the way for Klal Yisrael to be in. He knew about Golos Mitzrayim, but from Yosef he realized the only way that a Jew could survive in this binder of Golos. Therefore, what does he say to Yosef? Vayomer Yosef, Amusa Pam. What's he dying here? What's Amusa Pam? Because Kriya Shema is Kabbalas Mesiras Nefesh, and for that a Yid is willing to die, and for that you even have a right. That's what by the Eibishter told him. Yankovina gets very scared. So the Eibishter says, Anuchi Akelech Avich, Al Tira Miradom Mitzrayim. Don't worry. Yeah? I'll be with you. Shtel, Archaim HaKadosh asks, why shouldn't he be worried? You tell me? What did the Eibishter tell him here that he shouldn't worry? Anuchi Eirdoch, how does that answer? But for you now, since there are Golos and Erva Soretz. And on this passage, Anuchi Eirdoch Imcha Mitzrayim, Anuchi Elcha Gamaloi, says the Zohar HaKodesh, and Medrash Pliya, Do Rozo de Kriya Shema. Again, what's Kriya Shema got to do with this? You know, there's a famous Gemara. I've said this many, many times. Gemara in Chulin Dav Zayin. Hahu Itasa. There was a woman who was a machshefa, and shakel. She took the earth from two slaves. Karei the Rav Chanina. She taking the earth off the shoes of Rav Chanina, right? And he knows what she's doing. He knows the trick that she's up to. He says, "Shkoyli take loy mistaya milch. Whatever you do, it ain't gonna help. Nothing you can do. I'm not scared of you and your witchcraft and your baba meisel and my skshavim, right? Ain oyin mulvad deksiv, right? There's only an abishter and afilu. There's no world of kshavim, right? You want to say the Chazal darshan ain oyin mulvad afilu bechalol lishalom. What's that chalol lishalom? There's a chalol. You know what chalol means? A void, an empty space, a vacuum. What's it called? A chasm. You know, I don't want to get involved in like whatever, but you know, how did the Eibishter with Ein Sof create a world which is Gvul? So the Arizal tells us he made a Tzimtzum, he had him Tzimtzum in his room. What does Tzimtzum mean? Huh? He contracted himself. He removed himself. So in this Cholam or Kampone, in this whatever, therefore in this world you can have a world of Gvul. Hello? What does Tzimtzum mean? So the Alter Rebbe famously in Shaar Yechiel Ma'amun in Perek Zayin, there are those who say, I'm not saying it like whatever lightly, in the first generation after the Arizal, the whole Machlokes, there were great people who held Tzimtzum Miskipshutei in order to create a world, right? Therefore, the Eibishter had to remove himself. And in this world, the Eibishter could be Mashpia and whatever, and create famous Amir Chaimidam. Hello? Now, there are this fiercely, gives two famous reasons. The Eibishter is not about Guf, and Leah Tigenim, the Sagi, above. To the Eibishter not to be somewhere that itself is Gvul. So the Eibishter has to be everywhere, and therefore you have to tie Tzimtzum Ishaloi Kipshutei, right? Not literally. And even in this hollow, in this dark hole, also the Eibishter, Narbaz is not Begoli. As opposed to, I don't want to be political, but someone, a friend of mine, a thinker, when he was a little boy, he went to the yeshiva, whatever, after Mashgiach. If you learn that Tzimtzum is Kipshutei, the Eibishter left. So why the logic of that is because how could the Eibishter be in a Mokim Metunav? So why can't I do an Aveir in the bathroom and how will the Eibishter know? So as Mashgiach said, two reasons. Of course, the thinker, right? So two reasons. First of all, the Eibishter could look through the hole in the wall somewhere, and he could tell what he's doing. And secondly, the Eibishter's Matkir Chochmas Aparta, so when you come out, he'll recognize. Rachman al-Islam from Zashit, they was looking through holes in walls and whatever. No, but the shot is even in the Tzimtzum, even the Chalolish al-Olam is Einay Mulvadli, the Eibishter Mamali Kol Almin, the Seif Kol Almin, he's everywhere. Whether you appreciate that or not, that's another shmita. But the Eibishter has to be everywhere, right? And spiritually, therefore, even when a person is in a mindment of Chashkus, right? Aber the Eibishter is what? There. Frek the Gemara. Therefore, even if there's Chalol Shel Olam, I'm not scared of you, Ein Eim Levadik. Frek the Gemara, Vamar Rabbi Yochanan, why are they called Mechashvim? Kishuv. Shem Machishim Koichoy Shem Amal Yishol Maile. They have a power even Klapei Shmaya. So, says the Gemara, Shani Rav Chanina, the Nafish Chusay. When it's different, the Nafish Chusay, a lot of mitzvahs are protected. So the Yitavlev explained, when a person, Kishuv works through the Ma'arviv to mix different kuchos. When a person's kavona in life is only built in Hashem Levadai, he's not nispol from pastors, people, the crowd, whatever, right? He only cares about the Eibishter, and that is the whole purpose of his existence. Then he himself is pure, nafesh chusay, his zachus, his purity, his perspective is pure and clear, then he has nothing to be scared of from Kishma. Right? He's totally above it. And Yankiv Avinu was scared. How will Yidin be Mach? That's perhaps what the Gemara says. When was Rebbe Makabal Malch Shemayim? The different Gersoids. B'shar Shem Mavir Yodai Al Einam. When you don't look around the world, you don't care about what Hein Am Levad Yishkoin. You know, what goes on in the world in Velt, no Shiva's being. That's why Bilam said, "My echoiv lekavakel, my ezim lezam Hashem." If all you have is the Eibishter, you begin from Nafish Chusay, you have to be nothing to be worried about what's going on inside. That's Ayin, Svarim Taich, Ayin Leiras Lekim Lusecha. The Ayin is only the Eibishter sees and nobody else. You're not scared of anything. And therefore, Yankov Avinu, when he comes down to Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim was a land which was Shotuf in Kshofim, what did he do? He said, Kriya Shema, he put his hand on his eyes, don't look at the world, and that is the Kabbalah of Malach Shemaim, and that protects the person. That is, and that is not only the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. I'm trying to bring out, this, you can spend hours talking about this, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and the mitzvah of Ner Chanaga is Hainuach. And therefore, by the way, we started off by saying that this week's Parsha is the eighth Parsha, Parsha Shvayishlach, is Gimachi, Volosi, and Gelish, and Rechav Majem, right? The Bnei Yisoscher says in Chanukah, it's like, what person wants to behave, wants to appreciate Chanukah, you can't do it without learning Bnei Yisoscher. He says, all Malchus Shemayim is Gimachia, Be'er Shal Melech HaMashiach. It's Ma'arach there, which is Gimachia 992. Anybody know anything about 992? The Bnei Yisoscher explains. When the Eibish, it says in Zohar, the Chazal, when the Eibish gives a bracha, what is the number of the Eibish's bracha? Hello? 1,000. Moshe Rabbeinu says that the Eibish will bless you, Ele Pom Koch. Okay, I can explain it, but I'm not going to. Whatever. There's four, the Tzaddik says, in Pritzaddik, there's four worlds. In Atzilus, Eitzel, close to the Eibish, Echad, there's the world of in the one. Then in Yetzirah, next world, Bria, it's 10. In Yetzirah, it's hundreds. In this world, it turns into 1,000. So the Shleimus of Bracha is always connected to Aleph. Aleph is also connected to Aleph. So the Aleph, as it multiplies, it becomes Aleph. So it's Aleph Eiris, right? Which is the Er HaGonus. On Chanukah, how many days are there, if I'm not mistaken?
Eight.
Yeah, everyone calls for eight. Yeah? So we, and Chanukah is already a taste of this Aragonos, as we explain it. Yeah. If you take 1,000 and you minus 8, you get 992. And that is Gimatria Ol Malchus Shemayim Ba'Eirus Shel Melech HaMashiach, etc. The Bnei Yisoscher says it. And that is the tikkun against Esav, Seir, etc., etc. Because what is Kriyat Shema? Sirus Nefesh. How do I know? It says in Zohar Chai from the Gemara. The Pasuk says in the Parash Kedoshim, V'nikdashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael is Gimachi. Anyone alive? 1,118, which is Shema Yisrael. Huh? And therefore, that's what Zohar Chai says, the Azhar of Rabbi Yisrael Ber Moshe, Yisrael is Gimachi, Ki'alecha, Iragnu, Kovayayim. This is the Sirus Nefesh. This is what it means to be. What does this mean? I'll tell you just how is this the victory? Tonight is the yard site of anybody? The Basai. I tell you, like Shaya of Karastir, no one heard of him 30 years ago. And today, like everyone's like, I told my aunt, Hilula, yeah? Someone, I just met someone in the coffee room over here, and he told me, I never knew this before, Bas, Ayin, Beis, Tav, Ayin, Yud, Nun, is Rosh Tevis, Yisrael, Noisha, Bashem, Shua, Salam. Chizuk in Amun. Why a Chizuk in Amun? So, but Ayin has a vort in this week's parasha. Very big vort. Oh, what people pick up. Let me tell you a story. I'll tell you a story first. Two stories. I heard from a big chassid called Ramatul Kozliner. Came out of the Soviet Union in the Lamitz. Early Lamitz. Famous. And he said in the Second World War, the Germans were invading, right? So a lot of the Chassidim were in Russia. They moved eastward, the Asiatic part of Russia. So the whole Chabad settlement in a place called Samarkand. Very famous, everyone has a book about it. Samarkand was like, it came a kibbutz, the yeshiva there, Yiddishkeit was flourishing, people were starving, like, whatever. But there was a gewaltige Yiddishkeit. Eventually the war finished in Tavshin Hei, 45 of the Sporum, and it was Simchas Torah, Tov Shin Vov. And they didn't have much begashmet, people were starving, but they had some mashke, Chabad freedom, right? And they had a lebedik hakofis, And you could know by the end of the seventh hakafah, which the chassidim hakafah start very late, and they danced the seven hakafahs with the she'erus, the last vestige of the koichos. And afterwards, they're all like totally fatigued. They went to sit down. And one of the chassidim, I think it was from Nissen actually, one of the Dahoyim chassidim, he said, after we finish out, let's make one more tensil, one more going around. We'll make a choo-choo train. Each one will put their hands on the chaver's shoulders. And we'll make a choo-choo train to go to the Rebbe, who's in New York. And Motel Kozliner, anyone said, I was there. And half the Olam joined us in the dance, right? And he said, I was so tired after the whole Avodah, Fabrengen, Fakofis. I thought everyone thought this guy's out of his mind making a choo-choo train. You're in Uzbekistan in Samarkand. Right? The Rebbe's in New York. There's a big ocean. Last time I looked at a globe, right? How are you going to make a choo-choo train to the Rebbe? It's ridiculous. He probably drank too much and he's a bit like in his cups, as they say. And he just didn't participate. Half the island there, he said, the greatest regret of his life. Every chassid who joined the tensil, the choo-choo train, that year made it out of Russia. There was a stickle window in Lemberg, in Lvov, where you were able to get out on false papers, a whole machteret who were getting Jews out. And he was never stuck in Russia till the 70s. Till August. Everyone who didn't dance was stuck in Russia. Oli Dover. One of the people actually who organized the brecha, the getting out of Russia through Lemberg, was my mashpia, Remendel Futovas. And at the end, after making all these false papers to get thousands of Eden out, the Chavis said, okay, Remendel, time for you to go. He got his wife, his mother, his son, and his daughter. They're getting on. And Remendel saw a Yid crying, and he gave him his own papers. And because of that, he was stuck in Russia until Tav Shin Chavdal, 1964, the Prime Minister of the UK, a guy called Harold Wilson, negotiated with, who's it, Kosygin in those days, I think, the Prime Minister of Russia. What? Gorbachev is you're a different generation, my friend. It wasn't Khrushchev. After Khrushchev, it was Kosygin. Whatever, I think. Whatever, one of these. He marched him up, whatever, who cares? Right? He got him out and he came to London. Hello? When he arrived in London, he had not seen his wife since almost 20 years. Hello? Right? His wife, okay, I don't know, a gal's getting fine. But his wife says, Mendel, I have a shikul of time. Remember those 20 years, whatever it was, he had to run from place to place. The KGB was, the NKVD in those days, was looking for him. And they knew that he was behind the false papers getting even out. Achazdos, and our people who died, Mumbasara, the baba of my daughter-in-law were killed in prison for this. So he could only sleep like three nights in a place, go from place to place, he couldn't eat meat for 20 years. Achantramaisen. So his Rebbetzin asked him, how come when you were in Russia, and he was in the gulags, and they captured him eventually, sent him off to Siberia, to the Rebbe you wrote a letter, and me you didn't write a letter? You couldn't smuggle out. The Rebbe you wrote, me you didn't? He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I wrote a letter to the Rebbe from the gulags. Let me see because he said, we got an answer here in London that I received. The Rebbe writes to Remendel, vis-a-vis his wife in London, addressed to London. Michtov, I received your letter, and this is the answer. How did you manage to write to the Rebbe? He looks at the dates, and he was in the gulags. And Nebuch, they suffered incredible torture, interrogations, etc., etc. And one day, he pushes, find the heart to bear. He could write a letter to the Rebbe, also he got the firing squad, like the biggest enemy. So he wrote the Rebbe a letter b'machshava. He wrote in his mind, he wrote a letter. Asking for mercy, SOS, help. 20 years later, he gets out of Russia, out of the prison, out of the gulag. His wife has the letter that the Rebbe answered, b'mayne al mechtavcha. What's the problem with these two mice? The choo-choo train mice, Samarkand, and the Mendel's letter. So I'll tell you about Bas-Ayin. Bas-Ayin says, remember Yankov Avinu sends these mices, yeah? Angels. Where did these angels come from? I know they come from heaven. The Chazal say there was Malachim of Eretz Yisrael, Malachim of Chutz Lo'aretz. These Malachim came likrosoi, right? And they went to greet him. So the Basayan asked the Kasha, but they're Malachim Eretz Yisrael. What were they doing greeting Yankov Avinu in Chutz Lo'aretz at the time? How does Parshas Vayetze finish? Kasher Ra'am Machne Elikim Zev Eikosh Yemahu Machne. What is he doing there? So he brings the Yisod. This is what we said before. Kriyat Shema, when a person says Kriyat Shema, Kavanah Mesiras Nefesh, by the Eivish is considered to be done, and that's based on the principle Mokim Shemachshavti Shal Adam Shamu Nimtza. So Bas Ayin answers B'Shem Ramban. No one knows where this Ramban is, but that's another issue. That the pshat is Yankiv Avinu says in Lavan Garti. Where was he? Where was the Machshava? All the time in Eretz Yisrael. That's pshat, as Chazal say. The Ramban really is an Erevin. If you hold that Chum in Der Isa, so why should Erevin help? Because where you kevei in Machshava, Shem Hu Nimsa, that's where you really are. Right? And that's why Chazal say that when Yidin are in Golos, have it mitzayonim b'mitzvahs, because but I'm now in, how will I get all these brachas when the pasuk says L'man yirbu yameichem ala adoma? The answer is once you want to be somewhere, and that's where your machshav is kosher. That's where the emes you are. Right. So when a person goes to a tzaddik, right? There's a famous story that the once a chassid was going wanted to go to his rebbe b'cheskel of kosher. The Majlis rebbe brings these brachas. He wanted to go to his rebbe, the Majlis rebbe Zeider b'cheskel of kosher. But he thought, I got a particular problem. I got to be Tuesday in the market, Monday in the market. If I'm Kashmir, I won't make it. So I'll leave right after Shabbos, and I won't have time to gezegel himself, to say goodbye to them. So he walks into to Chesel of Kashmir, and I'm Shalom, like just whatever. And the Kashmir Rebbe says to him, "You've no need for you to come here. I'm not hosting you at my table. Go home for Shabbos." He got very like, what? All of a sudden, like the Rebbe's always in Makabal and the Sefer Ponyat. So he suddenly realized, because he had this major business deal on in the shuk, in the whatever, on Monday. Huh? So he's going to be whole Shabbos, his mind will be in the market. If you're in the market, you're not by the Rebbe. You're not in Goshen. There was once many years in the Lamed, the Rebbe said everyone, at the Fabrengen, everyone should say l'chaim for the Eden from Oisei Medina, right? Who would love to be here, but later they can't. Then we say l'chaim for this house. So there was one chacham of Eretz Yisrael, not what we call in English the brightest bulb on the street, right? And they said, L'chaim Rebbe, for all the even also of Eretz Yisrael who would like to be here. But they, financially, they couldn't make it. They couldn't afford it. So the Rebbe looked at him very sharply, and he said, L'chaim for thee who came here, but they haven't yet arrived. If you come to New York, you're supposed to be by the Rebbe, but your mind is in Macy's, it's Natural Liberty, whatever, somewhere in Manhattan. This is though. Where your machshav is. So you're in Samarkand, right? But your mind is in the choo-choo train going to the Rebbe, you're there. You could be in a gulag, but your mind, your machshav, your makasher, you got my drift, hello? The same thing is Baruchnis. When a yid, wherever he is, or whatever maimon matzav is, but he's makusher to the Eibush, with Mesiras Nefesh, that's why when you say Shema, what do? Put your hands on your head. One thing is Mesiras Nefesh, Suma Chashuv Kemes, and Sedan Sforim, etc. But on the simple level, when you say Shema Yimakam Mesiras Nefesh, you take the whole world, right? All the hustle bustle and the Kol Amein Shel Remi, and you just become blind to what's going on. And you're Dovuk and the Eibush to Mesiras Nefesh, Shem Hu Nimsa, and therefore you understand why Kriyat Shema, which is the same idea of Chanak, I'm not going to be Meirich, but that's the Kesher of Shema Yisrael, U Baruch Shem. As we said, down here, and that is Goyrim, that the Eivishal Health and Taka, which is Zoychet, the Kiyam HaPasuk, the Olam Meshiyah, Ba'atiyah, Lishpet, Asar Eisa, Ba'oysal HaShem Amluch.
Oh,
there is a famous story of a lady came to the rabbi. You know, ladies, rabbi, why don't you publish a sermon? Very good, she enjoyed them. The rabbi said, I'm planning on having them published posthumously. Rabbi, I can't wait. you know, every day, if you know what time I get up in the morning. I finished writing the shiur last week on Wednesday morning. I finished my shiur on last week writing up. I got it. First of all, nothing is original. I'm a if you take from one person, you're plagiarized. You take from them, you're a researcher. You take from many. Whatever, name yourself. I heard your brother. I got a call last week. I'm going to lose your help for now. So I called Shai.